A new opera debuted at a Philadelphia elementary school today. It's less than 5 minutes long, written and performed by 9-year-olds. Opera Philadelphia facilitated the creation of the work based on the Dr. Seuss story, The Sneetches. From WHYY's Arts and Culture Desk, Peter Crimmins reports.
There are actually 4 operas, each created by a 4th-grade homeroom class at William Camp Elementary in North Philadelphia. Titania Smolin is a teaching artist with Opera Philadelphia. She says it may sound rough, but each group only spent about 6 class periods on their opera.
That's why it's actually simple, because it is original. And majority of the music was written in pentatonic, so only 5 notes sometimes used instead of 7. But it simplifies.
Opera Philadelphia has a long-standing program teaching music in Philadelphia public schools, usually as a one-time drop-in class for about 45 minutes. But this year, the group expanded it into a residency, so Smolin could come back every week for 10 weeks. William Camp Elementary has no music education at all. This is the only exposure to music these kids are going to get during the school day. Smolin chose Dr. Seuss's The Sneetches so she could teach both music and literacy.
The text of Sneetches, it's a pretty difficult text. It's not simple words that we use every day. So we need to get the kids to retell it in their language.
Everyone can be friends forever. Everyone can be friends forever.
If you've forgotten what the Sneetches is about, I'll give you a refresher. A group of creatures with stars on their bellies think they are better than creatures with no stars on their bellies until the no stars are able to artificially put stars on their bellies, and then the original star bellies have their stars removed to regain a sense of exclusion. It's a story about discrimination and ultimately acceptance. Like any good Dr. Seuss story, it seems simple, but underneath, it's really pretty complicated. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.